It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Welcome, everyone, to Behind the Braves, the official podcast of the Atlanta Braves. I'm Ricky Mast, Atlanta Braves Digital Media Content Senior Manager. We've got a great show and a great interview for you today. Before we get into that, I wanted to tell you a little bit about Braves Country Baseball and Softball. Now, the Braves are partnering with Community Parks in providing a baseball and softball league for ages 5 to 12, and it's going to be launching. It's coming up soon, launching March 1st, 2024, in a community near you. Now, the Braves Country Baseball and Softball League will include an online instructional platform, Braves merchandise, and a discount ticket package to Braves games for participating parks. On June 1st, there'll be an all-star track that will lead to championships right here in Atlanta to crown the Braves Country Baseball and Softball champions. So, to learn more and request more info, head on over to braves.com/BCBS. That's braves.com/BCBS. Now, I want to get right into today's show. My buddy, co-host Greg McMichael, he is busy with Braves Country Baseball and Softball. As I mentioned, it's launching March 1st, so he's got a whole lot going on right now. So gave him the week off from the podcast, but fear not, we've got a great interview for you with new Braves outfielder Jared Kelnick. He was kind enough to take out some time during his extremely busy weekend here at Braves Fest to chat with me a little bit and just so we could all get to know him a little bit here in Braves Country. And I got to tell you, I really, really enjoy sitting down with him and getting to meet him. The excitement from him about being a Brave and getting to play here in Atlanta, it was evident from the time he came in. I mean, it was genuine, too. You could tell. So really fun interview with Jared Kelnick. And you know what? Let's get right into it. Here he is, Jared Kelnick. Well, Jared, thank you for taking the time. I know it's been a busy couple of days. Braves Gala last night, Braves Fest today. You guys have been, I mean, going 100 miles an hour since you got here last night. This is your first Braves fan event, your first Braves event in the public. How's it been? How was the gala? How was Braves Fest for you?
Yeah, the gala was a lot of fun. We got to meet a lot of people there. And today has been, I think, the coolest thing, because I've never been a part of something like this. I've never been to a fans fest. When I was in Seattle, they didn't do it. But it was like, I mean, you saw the weather outside. It was raining. It was crappy outside. And to see like basically like 90,000 people out there screaming in January on a Saturday morning. Like when I woke up this morning at 7:30, there was people already lined up. And to just feel that energy, it was like something I'd never really felt before to that extent. Like obviously, you know, I played in some really good crowds in Seattle and stuff like that. But like nothing like that.
Yeah, that's one thing we've talked about. We talk about in the office all year long, especially these last few years, is it's something special here. And yeah, it's been this way for a number of years now. The energy in this ballpark is great. So have you played in Truist Park before?
Yeah, so I played here last year, I think in like, I don't know if it was late April or May. I don't remember. It was one of the most fun like trips that I had. I loved it here.
Yeah, are you looking forward to hitting here every day?
Yeah. I got a home run here. So nice. Yeah, broken in, but I'm looking forward to like making this home, you know.
Yeah, we watching Matt Olson and a number of other lefties hit here with that chop house porch.
Oh yeah,
it's we feel like you're gonna have a lot of fun.
Oh
here.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, all right. So let's back up a little bit. What was it like when you found out you're gonna be a Brave, that you were getting traded here? Just how did that happen, and then what were the emotions that went along
so
with
I,
that?
Yeah, so it was on a Sunday. I was watching the Packer game, and I gotten a phone call from the GM with the Mariners. And I was with a group of people that we're all at my house watching the game, and he never calls me. I can count on one hand how many times like we talked in like the last 2 years. And so like when I saw my phone ring, I've been hearing up until that point, I've been hearing that I'm going somewhere, that they're shopping me around a little bit. And so then when I saw that he had called, I just literally got up, walked out of the room, picked it up, and he was like, you know, hey, we're trading you to Atlanta. And I was like, oh. Let's go.
What are you most excited about being a Brave?
I like learning from those guys. They, that staff, like the players, like everything. I've heard nothing but amazing things, and I can see why already. Just I've got to know them. I've been here since Tuesday night, and I was working out a facility that a few guys were at. So I kind of got to know some of the guys, and some of them I played against for the last couple of years. And they've all said just about how like genuine, like good people they are. And I got that like sense right away. And so I'm really looking forward to that and like learning and picking their brains and then being lucky enough to be able to be there front row seat every day.
Had you hung out or hung around any of the guys before?
No. First time. Yeah, I've only played against Murphy and Olsen when they were in Oakland all the time because they're in the same division back when like you played the same division like 8 different times.
Right.
So I saw them a bunch and just had conversations with them, but everybody else, no.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about, since you're the new guy on the Braves, so our Braves fans are listening. What are some things outside of baseball that you enjoy? What are some of your hobbies that you enjoy?
Well, I'm a big outdoorsman. I love to deer hunt. I love to hunt anything, really. I like to be outside, fish, all that stuff, hike, whatever. I recently just got into yoga because I did this like testing thing at my gym, and they told me I ranked like almost dead last in like flexibility. And
wait, a professional baseball player dead last? Like, what gym are you working out at?
Exactly. I was like, what's going on? Like, how did this get away from me? And so then I went. I was like, you know what? I'm going to a hot yoga class, and I went. And I remember I walked in there, and I was like, nobody here looks like me. And then I watched everything that they did, and I couldn't do anything that they could do. And then it pissed me off. So I was like, all right, now I'm coming back in a couple days when I can, like, because I mean, have you done it before? It's so hot in there. You get so dehydrated. And I was like, I'm coming back in 3 days. And I've just been doing it. When I was out here, I did it a few times.
Well, to answer your question, this is not the body of somebody who's, yeah. I've done yoga. I've definitely not done hot yoga. Yeah, it's been too long.
It's super good. I mean, there's so many benefits that come from it. I'm not a big stretcher. Obviously, you can tell if I rank dead last. But, like, I don't know. I think that it's when you go to, like, a class like that and designate an hour of your time to, like, focus on stretching, like, that's what it's there for. But then for whatever is crazy and, like, weird as it sounds, like you're just like so grounded, like when you're there, that's all you're focusing on. Like your phone's not by you, like you're just basically breathing because it's hot as hell and stretching. And then when you come out, you feel like $1 million. You're like, I just conquered that, you know?
Yeah, it's like the steam room where you're kind of miserable for a little bit. Exactly. And then all of a sudden it all you come out and you're like, oh, now, yeah. Now I'm relaxed. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
So hunting and fishing. So I know you're going to have some teammates that you can talk hunting and fishing with. Austin Riley, the big hunter.
Yeah.
Ozzie loves fishing. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you guys down in spring training. I know some of the guys go fishing down in Northport. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. I've never been to a Florida spring training, so we'll see.
Yeah, I was going to ask because I know you came up with the Mets, but I didn't know if you were ever in a spring down there.
No, because I was only there for like 2-3 months when I got drafted in June, and then I got traded in December. Actually, crazy, I got traded the same exact day from the Mets to the Mariners as I did from the Mariners to the Braves like 5 years later.
No kidding.
Exact same day. December 3rd or something. Whatever the day was, it was the exact same day.
There's so many. That's what I love about baseball. There's all these
little
facts.
I had no idea until my parents told me that.
Really? No kidding. I'm always interested when somebody, like when you get traded, obviously sometimes. Heck, sometimes it breaks on the internet before the player even knows. I mean, it's just
that's
the
how
nature
I found out when I got traded from the Mets to the Mariners. I found out on Twitter.
No kidding.
Yeah, and the crazy thing was I was down at this camp in Florida, and we were sitting down at a table like this. It was like a Buffalo Wild Wings or something.
Yeah.
And there was like a bunch of TVs, I remember. And I'm with a bunch of like front office people with the Mets. It's all the guys that just got drafted. And I'm sitting there, I'm eating, I'm looking up at the TV, and all of a sudden, like, my name comes across the ticker, like, you know, like, this trade's going through. And I'm like, anyone else looking at this? Like, what's going on? And then my phone was starting to blow up, and my agent was like, don't worry about it. Guys never get traded the same year they get drafted. So I was like, all right. Like, I was telling all my friends, like, dude, it's nothing. Then I went home, and it was like, my phone wouldn't stop blowing up. And I'm like, this might happen. And then I go on Twitter, I remember that night, and I saw that it went through. And then it wasn't until 2 days later I got called.
2 days?
2 days. Oh, yeah. And it was like that 48 hours. I'm like, I don't know who I play for.
You're just in baseball purgatory?
I have no idea. Should I wear my Mets stuff or should I be wearing Seattle stuff?
Yeah. You know? You just wear the MLB cap with the MLB logo on it.
Or
yeah.
Like Kike right now. He's got that question mark hat. I've been hitting with him, and he wears that every day.
Oh, that's awesome. So where do you spend your off seasons right now?
I got a house in Arizona.
Oh, that's a place. That's a perfect place to be in the off season.
And then I got a farm up in Wisconsin.
Okay, is that where? And you mentioned the Packers earlier. So is that where you grew up? Wisconsin.
That's where I grew up. Yeah, just outside Milwaukee, a suburb of Waukesha.
Okay. Did you play only baseball, or did you play other sports?
No, I played basketball. I played baseball, obviously. In like middle school, I ran track a little bit, and then I played football for like a little bit, and then. My dad kind of scared me about like I guess wrecking my body, and so I was like, you know what, like I'm just gonna focus on baseball, and so I stopped playing football in middle school.
Okay, so when did the idea that hey, I might actually be able to make it like playing baseball professionally? When did that start to set in as realistic?
Complete transparency, when I was 10, I would have told you like I would be in the big league. That's how much like belief I had in myself. But it wasn't until like my eighth grade I committed to Louisville to play baseball. So I was super young, and it was kind of like an awkward time because I have an older sister who wasn't even looking at schools yet, and here I'm like committing. So it was like a really awkward dynamic there. And then once that happened, it was kind of like, I was like, I mean, now a lot of guys, they just changed the rule, I think. Well, now they can't talk to you till you're a junior or something. But like guys are committing when they're like in sixth grade, right?
Right.
And I was like one of the first people to commit super early like that. And then my focus was just on the draft. And once that had happened, I was in eighth grade. I was playing with juniors and seniors, and I was like 13 or 14 years old. And I was like I was good, you know, playing against guys that were 4 or 5 years older than me. And so then once that had happened, kind of was getting the talks that, like, they were coming up with these mock drafts and stuff. And they're like, yeah, oh, he's going to be a top 10 pick. And then, you know, my parents, though, they always kept me, like, grounded. They never, like, they would never, if I talked about it, like, you know, I'm not going to school, you know that. And they, like, they would never let me do that. Like, it was, you don't know what's coming, and you just keep your head down and keep working. And that's kind of, like, I feel like I'm that way still.
That's great.
Yeah.
Who was your, all right, so were you a Brewers fan growing up?
Yeah.
Okay, who was your favorite player?
Well, I mean, I got to watch the glory years of Prince Fielder and Ryan Braun, you know, super electric duo there. So probably those guys.
Okay. I'll admit, so I work most of our home games from the press box. And when Milwaukee came here for the DS a couple of years ago,
Uecker.
Looking over and seeing Bob Uecker 10 feet from me, I've been fortunate. You know, I get to be around a lot of guys like you, a lot of athletes, and I'm always – love that. I don't get starstruck very much. When I looked over and I saw Uecker, I was...
It's Bob freaking Uecker.
That's Bob freaking Uecker. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, yeah. I used to listen to baseball games on the radio because of that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you think about it like just a picture-perfect voice for baseball. You close your eyes and think about that's him.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a fan of the movie Major League, or is that a little...
That's before me, but like... I've seen it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I knew that's more my generation, but that's what makes it so great is it's Bob Uecker. Yeah. Okay. So last question. What is one thing that we're going to tell Braves country, hey, here's something cool to know about Jared Kelenic, or something you'd like to tell them about yourself? What would that be?
Probably that, like, as generic as it sounds, for 162 games, I'm going to give you 110% effort. Effort's my big thing. I feel like I was blessed with some very good skills, but one thing that I really take pride in is the effort that I put into the things that I do. And so I would say that you're gonna get effort out of me every single day. I hold myself to that standard, and that's what I would tell them, is that you can expect that I'm gonna bust my ass.
That's awesome. Well, we're so excited to have you here and looking forward to a great season. We'll see you down in Northport in a couple
Sounds
weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks.